Adam Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Consumers are set to spend more this Christmas, but they plan to be less reliant on debt than before. That's according to research by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. It says the average consumer expects to spend €1,200 this Christmas. That's compared to €1,000 a year ago. Though households with children will spend more, as will people aged 35 to 44. Gráinne Griffin is Director of Communications at the CCPC. She joins me on the line now. Gráinne, why are people planning to spend more this year? Is it purely because prices are higher than they were before?
Well, increased prices, Adam, definitely are topping the list when we ask consumers for their reason for spending more. But then people do also have a range of other issues. Like, so for certain people, they want to make Christmas that little bit more special. For some people, they have a little bit more savings, or perhaps they have an increase in income. But certainly it's price increases that are really coming through very strongly as the reason for that.
And how much of this spending is going to be funded by credit, by debt?
Well, that's actually where we've seen some really good news, because last year when we went out and asked people how they planned to pay for Christmas, one in three were planning on relying on credit, and that's dropped down to one in four this year. So that's really positive. And within that, what we've seen is a really sharp drop in planned use of credit cards. So that's nearly halved. And that's again, a really positive finding, because credit cards remain one of the most expensive forms of credit that are out there for consumers.
We've seen a real growth in the past year of buy now, pay later providers as well. These are essentially loans that split up the cost of a purchase at the point of sale. Are people likely to turn to them this year?
Thankfully, they're not. And buy now, pay later is something we've been keeping a very close eye on. I mean, I'm sure consumers have noticed that it is offered on a range of different websites and different stores this year in a way that it wouldn't have been last year. But ultimately, as a form of credit, it really is the new credit card, and it can lead to quite a lot of repayments and fees and charges if you don't stay on top of it. So we did check to see if consumers are planning on using it this year, and really the numbers are very, very low. So that's quite good to see.
Obviously good intentions from consumers, but is there a fear maybe that as we get closer to Christmas, people maybe fall short a little bit in what they have, and that's when they turn to credit cards or even money lenders in terms of making up the difference for their Christmas spending?
It's possible. And we would say to people who are planning their Christmas spending now that really, like, it is the old traditional advice of try to plan in advance and budget as much as possible. So make a list of everything you have to buy, how much it's likely to cost, and look to see what's the most affordable and realistic way for you to manage that and to cover those costs. And for anybody who's maybe already in financial difficulty, we would say that this is potentially a good time to link in with MABS in advance of high spending over Christmas to get debt advice. And as well, for anybody who's maybe worried about their credit history or their ability to get credit and considering a money lender, we would suggest that they go to the credit union in the first instance. The It Makes Sense loan is designed to provide easy access to credit for people who maybe aren't that credit friendly, and it's always an option that's there for people.
You say yourself that this switch to people maybe relying on spending more is a sign of better financial well-being if you have that money to tap into. What do you think has caused that shift compared to even just last year?
Well, one of the things that we just look at for financial, as a financial well-being indicator, is your level of financial resilience. Do you have a small bit put aside on a regular basis that you can dip into if you have either expected expenses in the case of Christmas, or like unexpected expenses in the case of like a broken washing machine or something like that? And so what we're seeing there is we're not seeing a huge increase in the number of people who are relying on savings, but what we are seeing is a drop in the number of people who are planning on borrowing. So it may be that many people maybe perhaps are planning on spending or spreading the cost of Christmas over a longer period of time, getting it out of their weekly expenditure. I mean, for a lot of people, while 1,200 is the average, like one in five people are planning on spending less than 500, and 6% of people are planning on spending less than 100.
Okay. Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications at the CCPC. Thank you very much for that.